Welcome back to another episode of Dive Into Diet. I'm with Lucas Schmidt, as always. Lucas, man, look at that. Look at that, guys. Look at that. He's getting ready because...
Oh, look. Are you noticing my Dive Into Diet coffee mug?
How
cool
is that?
Little product placement, you know. They take care of us here.
How cool is that?
Has nothing to do with the episode today, but I just had to do that.
You know what's interesting is you need the caffeine because...
That's right.
This is a very complicated subject.
Yes, it is.
That we're going to try to boil down in one episode.
Yeah.
Which we probably won't do.
Yeah, I'll probably regret boiling it down, but it was my decision.
It
I
was.
Live with it.
It was. And we're talking about electrolytes.
Electrolytes. Yeah. It's very... You know what? A little plug to Robin, I think. She's been doing some magnesium talks, right? Which magnesium is an electrolyte. So she's going to be more well-versed on the specifics of the electrolytes. I'm going to give you a... kindergarten electrolytes
101
chat. Yeah, I don't even know if it's 101. I don't even know what it qualifies for, but we're gonna, so let me give you a summary, and I have some notes, just I want to keep myself on track. So what does electrolytes do? Generally, they regulate nerve and muscle function, they hydrate you, they balance your blood acidity and your blood pressure, and they help to rebuild damaged tissue. That's sort of their function. There's probably some other supplementary functions, but that's their overarching.
That's more.
Which is a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's more function than I thought.
Yeah, they're very busy, busy substances. So I'll list the primary electrolytes. Again, there might be some other like niche category electrolytes, but the overarching electrolytes: sodium, calcium, potassium, chloride, phosphate, magnesium, and bicarbonates. Those are the electrolytes.
What's interesting is like I knew even before you said magnesium, I didn't think of it as an electrolyte.
Yeah.
I've only really thought of sodium as like a
salt. Well, sodium's in salt. Yeah.
So like how do we, I know when I'm dehydrated, I feel bad all the time.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah. Dehydration. What people don't realize too, is even if they don't think they're feeling bad, your cognitive function plummets like 30%. If you're even a little dehydrated, your cognitive, your ability to think clearly drops significantly. It's really bad.
Is that like more electrolyte or is it more just like fluid, like water?
That's probably a mixture. It's usually those are kind of related problems.
Okay.
I that's my experience. I mean, you know, I think people are better about drinking water than they used to be.
I agree.
Hydration has been really pushed to the betterment of most people. So electrolytes, I'm going to talk about just three of them today because it would take so long to dissect what all of these things do. And even I'm not even going to be able to tell you what the three do fully.
Kay.
There's so many processes they're involved in, which is why they're so important. So potassium, magnesium, sodium, those are sort of the big three that everybody kind of, but the other ones are important. Don't get me wrong. Let's talk about magnesium. So these are some of its purposes. And again, I noted it just because I don't want to miss anything. Blood sugar control, contract and relax in muscles, so muscular function. And they help dispose of lactate, which builds up when you're exercising or under physical stress. So the burn. They help dispose and keep things in chemical balance in the muscle while you're firing. If I were cramping
in like a workout or a tennis match,
could be a problem.
Magnesium
could be could be magnesium, sodium, or potassium.
Okay.
But yeah, that is a fair question. Yeah, it's most likely magnesium. I hate to say that was just a flippant. I think it might be potassium. We can get pretty easily in our food. Sodium we can get no problem. So let's talk about potassium. Potassium also affects contract and relax muscular function. It works sort of in tandem with magnesium. And it also helps with electricity from cell to cell. So let me talk about sodium, and then I'll give you something about electricity. Sodium is sort of it's like a go-between. Sodium is vital to most chemical reactions in the body. You know, we're sort of combusting, well, not combusting like exploding, but chemical reactions occur all the time. That's how we live. That's what happens. This mixes with that and creates that cycle. So sodium is important to that. It also helps with hydration, hanging on to moisture.
Okay.
So sodium is important for that. And it is also important for muscular function. For that reason, it's going to help keep hydration in the body. It also interacts, I believe, with magnesium or potassium to help with contraction and relaxation of muscles.
Okay.
So, and that's only listing like maybe 5% of what they do. It's crazy how much they do. All of the all electrolytes generally dissolve, or they help electrical currents pass through liquids. So we are powered by electricity. You know, our brain is constantly sending electrical currents. That's the signal. They say your brain signals something. That's electricity passing from the brain to something. So I do this, electricity is flowing to my hands to make them work. Mm. Potassium and magnesium are allowing it to function. The electrolytes in my blood and in my body are helping the electricity pass. So it's common, you might have heard of like a cardiologist says to their patient, you actually need a little more salt in your diet. That's not a common recommendation, because typically people have too much salt in their diet. But that sometimes, if you are low on sodium, potassium, you can have severe heart problems. Mm. It's quite dangerous. So you just want to regulate that kind of stuff. If memory serves, the daily recommended dose of sodium right now is 500 milligrams a day. But I'm skeptical of these daily recommendations because everybody's different.
Right.
I mean, I'm 6'3". Somebody who's 4'11", I don't know that, you know.
Right.
I would imagine their needs are different. My activity level's fairly high. I exercise very consistently. What about somebody who doesn't? So I'm when I say daily recommended, I'm kind of with a grain of salt. Sodium. So yeah, that's sort of the general gist of electrolytes. There's a lot more to it though.
How real quick before we wrap up here, how do you suggest people, like, how are you supplementing for electrolytes? Have you heard of Elementi?
I have. I've tried it. Tastes delicious.
Yeah. And apparently,
incredibly expensive.
It is expensive.
Gosh, it's expensive.
But it has like all those, I think.
It has your primary ones. I believe it's focused on chloride, sodium. Sodium chloride, by the way, comes in salt. Chloride is with that. Mm. So it's primarily sodium, magnesium, and potassium. I don't know that it contains the others. But it's a dose, if memory serves, I think it's like 1,000 milligrams of sodium. Or 1,200 milligrams.
So quite a bit.
Quite a bit. But yeah. It depends on your need, right? If you're a high-performance athlete, that might be fine. I believe their company, and I don't want to misspeak for them, so I'm giving that little caveat. But I believe it's geared towards people in a ketogenic diet.
Okay.
Or a lower-carb lifestyle.
Okay.
Or somebody maybe who just needs excess electrolytes because you're high performance. You know? But they taste great. I've got the samples from them before. Wonderful. And they have unique flavors. They have like a sweet chili, like a spicy, like pineapple chili flavor. It's really good. Or cayenne. I don't remember. It's really good. They have a coffee or a chocolate flavor, a mocha. They have a bunch of flavors. And they're really, lemon is great. It's like lemonade, salty lemonade. But it's a good flavor. Very expensive. Yep. But for me, I try to get it from my food.
Okay.
Potassium is sort of in trace amounts in a lot of foods, even meat. Like it's in all these foods naturally occurring. If your doctor says you're low on potassium, you can always go online and buy a electrolyte supplement. Mm. The thing about them you want to watch out for. I don't want to say a specific brand. There's a lot of them. There's so many. It's a very popular. Just avoid artificial sweeteners and sugar. They make sugar-free ones that are sweetened with stevia.
In your potassium?
In any kind of electrolyte powder.
Oh,
so
God,
and
okay.
Usually it'll be a mixture of potassium, magnesium, and sodium. And watch out for and most of them aren't mega doses of sodium. They've gotten away from that. Just watch out for like 2,000. It's crazy. You don't want to have too much sodium, but, there's some good ones out there. I have one that tastes like lemonade, stevia sweetened. It's got a mild amount of sodium, not a lot, but it's got some potassium and magnesium, and I'll take it to help recover after a workout or something. But generally I try to get my magnesium and potassium sodium. I use sea salt when I cook. After I'm done cooking, I put the salt on the plate so I don't break it down in the cooking process. And I usually feel pretty good. So.
And this might completely throw you off. What about pickle juice? I used to drink this like when I was on the tennis court and it was super hot.
Yeah.
And I know it's, you know, replacing salt.
A lot of salt. A lot of salt.
But like What is that? What's happening? Is it just the sodium?
I'm not 100% sure. I can, full disclosure, I do not know.
Interesting.
I'm not up and up on the pickle juice. I know there's a lot of sodium in pickles.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's
so
a bad thing.
So it has to
thing.
Be that.
It's probably the sodium.
Okay.
That would be my guess. You know, I had somebody tell me they went to the Grand Canyon, and one of the things, if you're hiking in the Grand Canyon, they recommend is that you carry incredibly salty foods with you because you sweat.
But you don't know you're sweating.
You don't, and it's very dangerous.
Yeah, people
pass out. They get sick.
Yeah.
So pickle juice. Hey, maybe there's a market for that. There Bottled pickle juice.
There you go.
Without that pesky pickle. Just swig the juice, you know. I don't know. Take it to the Grand Canyon. But that's I don't know. I'm going to get back to you on that.
Yeah.
I like pickles.
I love pickles.
So,
guys, I love pickle juice. We're going to wrap up the show here. Lucas, man, thank you.
Thank you.
Another show. That's a show.
That's a show.
That's a show. Dive Into Diet, guys. Thank y'all for hanging out. We'll link some other episodes with Lucas below. As always, we'll see you guys next time. Don't go away. Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.